This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Welcome to PodSosh, your podcast discovery show. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee.
All right, it is time to get into some sports, Leash. Favorite category.
Oh, then there's that. then there's that. But you guys love sports, and we want to give you exactly what you're looking for.
Absolutely. So we're going to get Mike and Alex in. They are the hosts of the Bad Weather Fans podcast with Mike and Alex. Mike, Alex, welcome to PodSosh.
Hey, guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, yes. Thank you. Alex, don't act too excited, bro.
Thank you for having us on. I really appreciate it.
See what I have to deal with every episode?
I wasn't sure if I was talking over Mike or not. I was just kind of like, you know.
Oh. Mike, I've only done it 200 times.
Save yourself, Mike.
So, Alex, to redeem yourself, why don't you give us a little elevator pitch of what your guys' podcast is about for someone who has never tuned in to Bad Weather Fans?
It's a sports podcast. We mainly on the Knicks and the Nets. I'm the Knicks fan. Mike is the Nets fan. We take jabs at each other, friendly jabs at each other. We talk all New York sports, Mets, Yankees, Giants, Jets, whatever it is. But the core of the podcast is the Knicks and the Nets. And we try to bring everything back there. Even if we have, like, let's say a Jets reporter on, New York Jets reporter on, we try to ask them about their Knicks fandom or Nets fandom, things like that. So we everything comes back to the Knicks and Nets, but we talk everything for the most part.
Awesome. And then, Mike, I wanted to ask you, how did this podcast come about? How is it two guys that clearly have a fandom for opposite teams decide they want to do a podcast together?
Yeah, a lot of alcohol. but what happened was, so I do some podcast stuff myself, and there's a podcast company I work with. So I'm all in on podcasting. I love podcasting. I worked in sports radio for a lot of my life. Mm-hmm. When I was going to my second job, and, you know, I'm frustrated, I'm annoyed, I'm pissed off, I'm in a bad mood. I have to go down to the impound, get my car. I get there. It turns out when I get there, they go, I'm sorry, but your car is under your wife's title. So it turns out she's going to have to drive there. So I'm like, hey, honey, time for you to come to Newark, New Jersey and bail me out because I bleeping lost the car. So she's driving there. She's in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood. I'm on Twitter and I'm fighting with this jackass that's named Etnic Central, going back and forth with him. He's a Knicks fan. I'm a Nets fan. I've been doing some other podcast stuff, and I felt like this weird instant chemistry, and it clicked in my head. Let me, like, talk to Alex, like, have a real human being conversation. We did. We did some stuff, like, kind of demo-y back and forth, and turned out we had something cool cooking, and now 116 episodes later, here we are.
Wait, so it was just random happenstance that you guys, started going at one another on social?
Well, yeah, Alex goes after everybody, and he can explain that. But yes, sort of.
Oh,
yeah,
dope.
I mean, I became like the Nets fans on Twitter, on Nets Twitter. I became like public enemy number one as like a Knicks fan when they signed Durant and Kyrie because I didn't give them their flowers. Like, who cares? You know, like kind of a thing. It's a whole long thing that you probably wouldn't care about since you don't like sports. But it was just a whole long deal.
Alex, I'm such a strain today. What is happening?
But anyway, I put out a tweet of, you know, I put out one tweet saying, hey, you know what? I bet you if I say anything about the Nets, that Nets fans will come pouncing on my tweets. And of course, I put out something just totally bogus, like, what is the Brooklyn Nets? They don't have a real name. We might as well call their name after equipment. Might as well call them Brooklyn backboards or referee whistles or something like that. And that's the tweet that Mike bit when he was at Newark, New Jersey, you know, in an impound.
I love it. Just baiting the fans. Smart. Yeah.
I think what makes your podcast hilarious, at least for me, as someone who is not an avid sports listener, Alex, is that you guys have such a strong and quite obvious disdain for the other person's like favorite team. And I just think that that's what makes it fun, because you get, as a fan of the of sports, you get if there's a shared love of the fandom, but then also as a listener and a consumer, like, well, I hate them too for ABC. Mm-hmm. That's right, Alex, or that's right, Mike. Like, you have a champion and someone to, like, you know, combat all in the same episode. And I think that's dope. And from a genuine place, though, not from a visceral place, but a genuine place.
So Mike, I want to ask, when the Nets win, are you more excited to come in and talk on the podcast?
He was about to say something.
I know.
About
I was just
comment.
So excited. Okay, sorry. I apologize, Mike, that I did my job and wanted to ask an exciting question to a podcast host.
He was about to comment. Continue, Mike.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to answer this question. This is going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, to answer your question, which I thought was a brilliant, great point, I think maybe the best question I've ever been asked. I want to say, which is awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is cool, though. But seriously, which is cool to connect the dots here is that both of our teams are in the same city. And usually, like, when you have two teams that dislike each other, like the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Patriots or the Jets, something like that, it's mm-hmm. two different cities. But the fact that we're in the same town, I know, yes, Alex, I'm from New Jersey, but the fact that we're in the same town, I think creates a really interesting back and forth, which we get not only between us, but the fans that interact with
yes.
our podcast, which really makes it special.
All right, let's get on to a good
Thank
question
you,
and answer now. Now that Mike's done and Leisha's over here boring us.
Would you like to ask a question now?
Yeah, but I'm going to go to Alex, actually, on this one. I don't really – I'm not feeling the Mike answers, so let's get on to Alex. Alex, when the Knicks win, are you more excited to talk on the podcast just to trash Mike and to troll him, or the fans, or just all of the above?
It's really all of the above. When the Knicks win, I'm happy overall, definitely. And it's also, it's an added bonus if the Knicks ever beat the Nets, which they haven't done since we started doing this podcast. So, like, the Nets have been killing the Knicks. So it's been pretty tough. True. And there have been a couple of nail biters and crazy games that have ended at the last second with questionable foul calls, things like that. So it's been tough after Knicks and Nets games. But overall, I can't say I didn't take great joy in the Nets getting swept by the Celtics in the first round, and I came on kind of cheering for the Celtics. I was like all in on the Celtics, and you know, New York and Boston, Andy, it's kind of a crime to root for Boston, but I did anyway because, you know, screw the Nets as a number one. So that was great. That was a great show. That wasn't Mike's best episode for sure.
Yeah, I didn't bring it that day. I was in a bad mood.
Alex, why the Knicks for you, and Mike, why the Nets for you? Where does it come from?
It comes from my family, and growing up with my friends, and growing up in the 90s, you know, I'm 37, the Knicks were everything. I grew up on Long Island. The Knicks were everything. The Nets were, you know, in New Jersey, they were like not good. And there was no, I didn't even know what a Nets fan was growing up in the 90s in New York. And it just became bonds with my friends. I have friends that sometimes I don't talk to them unless the Knicks are doing well. And all of a sudden I'm hanging out with them, going to playoff games last year, you know? So it's kind of funny in that way. So it's kind of a bond with my family, my uncles, my cousins, everybody was into the Knicks and with the Jets as well, Mets as well. It's just, it's a family thing and deep-rooted in that way.
Yeah. What
about you, Mike? Yeah, to answer your question, you know, growing up in New Jersey, Alex alluded to it. There's really back then, now it's shifted a little bit. But when the Nets were in Jersey and the Knicks were in New York, it was really like 90% out of all the population, 90% of the basketball fans would be into the Knicks, 10% would be into the Nets. And it just turned out for me, like, we lived 10, 15 minutes away from where the Nets play. And my dad would be like, all right, for $15, we can go see Michael Jordan. We can go see Charles Barkley. We can go see Karl Malone. We can go see some of the greatest players in the world. I fell in love with one basketball player, one Net. His name was Drazen Petrovic. He was like the guy that got me hooked into the Nets. It was 10 minutes away. I would go to these games. It was so much fun. We would have a blast. And similar to Alex, that connection was built in that bond where this was my team and I fell in love with them, you know, and that's why I always have like a chip on my shoulder versus the Knicks, because I hear it's like the Knicks fan will talk as if the Nets were the little brother to them. And as the Nets have now moved up and like can kind of beat up the big brother, yeah, it's been difficult for Knicks fans to take. And that's why Alex said it. He just said he roots for the Boston Celtics versus the Brooklyn Nets. He just admitted that he likes a Boston team more than the Nets. So original from like, hey, I didn't know any Net fans when I was growing up, to now, I think I'm going to root against them and root for Boston. I think just shows so, even though to answer your question, I just had to take some shots versus the Knicks. Couldn't help. help myself.
I peep that. I peep that. But you know what I think is so beautiful? I love when I ask that question to sports fans, like, where does their love for their particular team comes from? And a lot of times it is connected to, like, a family memory. Because I share that. That's the one thing that I have in common with you guys. I may not be connected to a particular team because I didn't have that. We moved around a lot. My father was in the military. But my dad would take me to football games and basketball games. So I'm, like, the perfect person to take to watch a sporting game in person because I get invested. I'm like, F them! Let's go, team! Who are we going for? Cool. Let's go! You know, so, you know, I think that's why, right. You know, sports is, you know, America's favorite pastime. They would say baseball, but...
Baseball's an acquired taste. Yeah.
Really?
We love us some baseball, but yeah.
I'm in the middle of Little League with my son. Mm. It is brutal.
How old is he? Is he old enough to, like, run the bases and hit the ball on the fly? Or is it...
He's six. He's actually really good. It's when you get to kid pitch. It's a rough year, let me tell you.
What's kid pitch?
Kid pitch is when the kids actually start pitching, like before there's T-ball, coach pitch, okay. Machine pitch, and then you get to kid pitch and you just want to die. Okay.
Not to just want to die.
It is brutal. No, so you got, obviously 2020 was a very rough year for sports. With COVID, they were shutting down sports left and right. Basketball was majorly affected. Your guys' first episode was called Life Without Basketball. Mm. What was that year like for you guys being such big fanatics? And Mike, you can go first.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. It kind of gave me chills when you asked that because it feels like it was a bajillion years ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And it was a really weird, it was for us, Alex and I, I talked about how we started the podcast, but the momentum built was, you know, there was really no sports. There was nothing much to do as we were all in our homes. So we started to do the podcast more and more, but it was just so strange watching these games, not having fans at these games when they started back. Baseball games had cardboard cutouts of people in the stands.
Yeah.
The NBA played their games in Orlando in a bubble so that nobody could come in and everything was protected. And watching it, when you had that layoff of time, when that came back, was so sweet. But now even more so with fans in the building, you have such an appreciation and a love for what it's like to watch your team in person or get booed, and it's the best. And I definitely think, as awful as that was, the experience and just getting a little more appreciation for just how good normal sports is, even if your team sucks, which most of ours do, they're all terrible and they'll never win anyway. It's still fun that you cherish that, and now that you get to see this stuff in person again, you know, something I'll never take for granted.
That's a fact.
Alex, what was that like for you?
Well, for me personally, me and my wife were supposed to get married in May of 2020, and the pandemic like shut down everything like 2 or 3 months right before that. So I had gone on when Mike and I met, I'd gone on his other podcast, Mike Delivers. And when we built up our chemistry, and Mike was like, let's do a podcast. I'm like, I can't, I'm engaged. I have no time. I've seen flowers. I'm going to talk about flowers on a Knicks podcast. I can't do this right now. A band or whatever, it was all wedding, everything. And then the pandemic hit. I'm like, all right, let's do this. I needed something to put my energy in. Me, my fiance, my wife at the time, we were just like really depressed and down. And like, cause we went through all this stuff. We were at the finish line of the engagement nonsense. And I just needed to do something. Then every Saturday morning, and then I ended up like moving into my in-laws, you know, love them, you know, and it was tough. And it was Saturday morning.
I love that little.
That's another podcast.
You can clip that for a promo.
It's one of those.
But it was tough.
Blink, Alex, tough. If you need help. Blink.
I look forward to every Saturday doing it with Mike on a Saturday morning because there was nothing going on. I was able to just put my energy into the podcast and grow it that way. But go ahead.
It's always funny when people bring back up, because I forgot, you know, when NBA went into a bubble in Florida of all places because they've been COVID compliant from day one. Wink.
Well, Disney was like, we'll take you in, guys.
We'll take whatever we get. So what is the one thing your team can do before we get into your favorite podcast? What is the one thing your team can do to make you be like, what the?
Oh, a good trade will always set a fan off. Let's hear it.
With the Nets.
And have they done it?
Yeah, I mean, everything that's happened with this team has been a complete bleep show. Just moments ago, the GM of the Nets basically said, you know, no more player control, we're taking control, and their star player put out a gif of Mr. Miyagi with an eye roll. So that's just what, like, who the hell knows what that means?
Oh, I
mean,
my
just,
gosh.
I'll just say something from an hour ago that Alex and I will probably be chatting about soon. But yeah, that's an example where we're going, can we just get in a room and talk and get on the same page, and I don't have to hear a press conference, and then I don't have to, you know, see a tweet with Mr. Miyagi and then think to myself, have to spend the next 3 hours of my life, you know, researching that scene from the movie. What does this mean?
How does this impact
the Nets? Oh my God. So there, that one. Definitely.
Mike, did you just give me a, can't we all just get along?
It would be nice. I mean, those are the problems that the Knicks, well, they kind of have it. I'll let Alex answer that. But yeah, it would be nice if we could just all hug each other and say, let's win and play hard and just go team go.
Alex, what about you?
Well, yeah, Mike, that's kind of impossible when you have Kyrie Irving. That's a little tough to do. But as a Knicks fan, what would make me go crazy? I don't want the coach to come back, but I know he's coming back. But if they brought back Julius Randle, that would make me go crazy. You know, there's been plenty of moments in the Knicks history where they've done things that have made me scratch my head, like trading Patrick Ewing and stuff like that. But the one thing right now is if they bring back Julius Randle and they don't trade him this offseason, that would make me go crazy. But overall, the Knicks have a young team, and I'm hoping that they keep going. But this guy just needs to go. He's unhappy when they win and happy when they lose, and it's obvious, and it's time.
So, Alex, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're a huge fan of Julius Randle. Huge
yes,
fan.
Yes, huge. Okay. Yes. His jersey's in my closet right here.
Huge fan.
So this being a podcast discovery show, are you guys, and we love to hear the recommendations that our hosts have about other podcasts they listen to. Are you guys invested in only sports podcasts, or are you listening to other stuff out there? What kind of recommendations can you give? Alex, you can start us off.
Besides sports podcasts like Oh the Pain or Can't Wait, I do love Drink Champs with Nori. It's just the episodes are like 3.5 hours long. It's like impossible to get through one.
You want to drink with them,
right? Yeah, you have to, and it's great. But I love the hip hop history and hearing about the different artists and where they came from and the different things and how sometimes, you know, they squash beefs with each other, like Beanie Siegel and Jay-Z. Like, that was cool. And that kind of stuff, I like that kind of stuff. Hip-hop or comedies podcasts, like Bill Burr's podcast, I like as well.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Mike?
Having a little one, I've been really into children's content, kids' podcasts. The Adventures of Cairo is really cool. That's about a 7-year-old kid going through the big city and learning life lessons. I highly recommend that. And then another
one. Are you listening to this with your kids, or are you just listening by yourself?
I'm doing both. First, okay. I'll listen. No, I'm listening with my kid, and it's just fun to see a smile on his face and getting Aww. Into that and the good sound design and effects. I think any kid would get into and have fun. And it's good, you know, my kid's a little younger, almost 2, but I think the older they get and you can have that interaction with your parents and talk to them about stuff that happened, I think is always a good thing.
Hey, I'm impressed that you can get a 2-year-old to listen to a podcast. I couldn't even get my 2-year-old to watch television for a long time, let alone anything for more than 5 seconds. So good on you,
yeah,
man.
I feel you. Yeah, no, I say we will be listening to podcasts.
That's what we do in this family. Mike and Alex, host of The Bad Weather Fans, with Mike and Alex. Thank you both so much for hanging out with us on Pod Sauce. Your number one sports stop.
Your number one sports podcast recommendation podcast. Show.
Us being, you know, because we know all things sports. Wink.
Thank you guys so much. This is Pod Sauce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside, We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.